إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله وخيرته من خلقه. بلغ رسالة ربه وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وترك الأمة على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Friday is today, the seventh day of the month of Ramadan, 1435. In bracket, the fourth day of July 2014. We stopped at ayah 29. Therefore, ayah number 30 is our point of continuation. Iqra.
وقال نسوة في المدينة امرأة العزيز تراود فتاها عن نفسه قد شغفها حبا إنا لنراها في ضلال مبين. فلما سمعت بمكرهن أرسلت إليهن وأعتدت لهن متكئا وآتت كل واحدة منهن سكينا وقالت اخرج عليهم. فلما رأينه أكبرنه وقطعن أيديهن وقلن حاش لله ما هذا بشرا إن هذا إلا ملك كريم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالت نسوة في المدينة امرأة العزيز تراود فتاها عن نفسه قد شغفها حبا إنا لنراها في ضلال مبين. The news of what happened went round the town in Egypt then. So Allah said, نسوة في المدينة. Some women in the city got the information of what happened. So they ganged up against her. Alright? So they began to say, oh, إِمْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ قَدْ شَغَفَا حُبَّةً. The wife of the king, the first lady, okay, تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا, seducing her houseboy, because it's from مُرَاوَدَة. Okay, any plan to seduce somebody is called murawada. So turawidu fataha an nafsihi, seducing her houseboy against his will. Qad shaghafa hubba, certainly she was controlled and overtaken by the flames of her love for him. Inna lanaraha fi dalalin mubin, to us we look at her as somebody in an evident error. Because the last one means error. She was heading for a wrongdoing, clearly. Now, they said this, and she too got the wind of what they were saying and listened to her response. Falamma.
فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَأً وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِنْهُنَّ سِكِّينًا مسحنا أيديهن وقلنا حاش لله وقلنا حاش لله ما هذا بشرا إن هذا إلا ملك كريم.
فلما سمعت بمكرهن أرسلت إليهن وأعتدت لهن متكئا وآتت كل واحدة منهن سكينا. To the end of the verse, which is verse number 31. فلما سمعت بمكرهن, when the news of their ganging up reached her, because makr here means they came together, they ganged up against her, so it is makr. Makr also can be looked at as evil plan, evil machination against somebody. So falamma sa'a makrihinna, when the news of the ganga of reached her, okay, she used her office, being a first lady. Arsalat ilayhinna, she sent to them, I want to see you here in the palace, in the royal court. But before they came, wa atabat lahunna muttaka'a, she prepared, you know, eating table. That is a muttaka, something you rely on for eating, just like kind of a walima or banquet. Okay, so she planned and prepared eating tables for each and every one of them. وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ السِّكِّينَةً. On their arrival, she gave knives to each and every one of these ladies that we are talking against what happened concerning her. Now, it is on record, when she knew the women were coming, she met Yusuf to be well-dressed, well-prepared, and was good-looking, externally good-looking, handsome, well-built, well-created. His anatomical structure was a mesmerizing one, if you like it, okay? So she made him well-dressed, like I have said, and she asked him to remain in a room, now waiting for them to come. So she was within an ambush for them. When she had their makr, she made the preparation. On their arrival, take your seat, take your place, all of them. Take this knife. Each and every lady was presented with a knife. When she knew they were ready seated, waiting for the next line of action, وَقَالَتْ اِخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنَّ, she said, Yusuf, came out, passed by them. اُخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنَّ. Her intention was for them to see him. She knew well, by merely looking at him, they too would have responded, you know, in a manner that would make her be out of the hook. She was cut off him. All right? So it was a plan, well orchestrated, well articulated, well planned. Okay, she asked him, "Ukhruj alayhinna," come out, pass by them. She came out. Falamma ra'aynahu akbarnahu wa qatta'na aydiyahun wa qulna hasha lillah ma hadha bashara in hadha illa malakun kareem. Look at their response. So now she was giggling, she was happy, she was triumphant. Okay, if he has been living with me and I made some, you know, trials on him, what about you, seeing for the first time? Look at what you are doing. So when they saw him, akbarnahu, they made him so great. Oh, akbarnahu, this who, the made this pronoun refers to the situation. من الممكن أن يكون الضمير للشأن أي أكبرنا الشأن أن الشأن شأن عظيم ليس صغير ولا قليل. So أكبرناه, they made the issue so big, so gigantic, so magnificent, وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُمْ They even cut their hands. They injured their hands. Why? Because they were looking at him. It was so wonderful. This is the God? So they were overtaken by his beauty, by his handsomeness. So وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُمْ They cut off their hands. It will be wrong for anybody to say our, you know, hands, the way they are, took origin from time. Because before Joseph, the hands were there. Matthew. So they cut off their hands, meaning they injured their hands. Because she brought for them something very soft that can easily be what? Cut down. You think about gova, you think about popo, you think about things like what? Okra. Yeah, exactly. That can easily be dissected. So when she came out, she said, okay, start dissecting. They were dissecting these things. They're looking at him. In the process, they cut off and injured their hands. Now, وَأُنَّ حَاشَ اللَّهِ لِسِهَا Glory be to Allah. No, this is not a man. These must not be